The first day of school is a busy one for Portland Superintendent Emmanuel Kok. He rides his bike to district schools to personally welcome students back.
I'm riding my bike as I'm talking, which is probably not a good thing, but I'm okay.
Kok is enthusiastic about what Portland schools have to offer, and he wants parents and kids to feel the same. But last year, 9 students left the district for charter schools. This year, the number more than tripled to 31 students. It may seem like a drop in the bucket for a district with about 7,000 students, but Kok says it's a signal that Portland schools need to evolve.
Because if you don't start to think differently and fill that space and offer a program that may meet the needs of students and families in our district, and that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to be innovative.
So starting this fall, Portland will offer an online program to students in grades 7 through 12. Kok says students can choose to fully immerse in the program or mix and match with brick-and-mortar classes. The online classes will be offered by London-based Pearson, the same company that's offering classes for the tuition-free state virtual charter school Maine Connections Academy. Kok wants to steer potential Connections Academy students in Portland back to their own district, not only with an online option, but with everything else the public schools offer, including extracurricular activities and field trips.
As well as any counseling services for high school students who are looking at, you know, college and career, participate in our job shadowing experiences that we have. So we think it's the human touch.
And the principal of Maine Connections Academy seems to be on board with the Portland initiative.
Well, I think it is a good idea.
Carl Francis says the state virtual school chose Pearson because it's a good product. And so he reasons, why shouldn't Portland?
I think it's all about what's best for kids. I think different schools offer different programs and different options for students. And I think I wish them success.
But Lois Kilby Chesley of the Maine Education Association is skeptical of online programs, which she says can be isolating for students.
Having kids be in a public school and working on a virtual program sort of defeats the purpose of being in the public school, because what you've got is you've got kids who are not having one-to-one contact with certified teachers all day long.
But Kilby Chesley says she understands why Portland is pursuing an online program. She says every would-be charter school or homeschool student that leaves the district means a loss in state funding. John Watson of Colorado-based Evergreen Education Group, which tracks online learning trends, says pretty much every school district in the country offers some sort of online learning option.
Digital content and tools allow schools to take different approaches.
Relatively few, probably no more than 10%, are offering a comprehensive program like Portland's. But Watson says schools need to be flexible, as the traditional model of one teacher lecturing to a class is becoming outdated.
It is a fact that students are looking for different ways to access courses in schools.
Superintendent Emmanuel Kok calls Portland's online program with Pearson a short-term, turnkey solution. Long-term, he wants to localize the program.
To use our own content, our own program, deliver our own content to our students with our teachers.
Kok says he plans a soft rollout this fall. The Portland School Board will consider Portland's online program Tuesday night. For MPBN News, I'm Patty White.